The Massachusetts Department of Transportation has drafted a bicycle transportation plan and is asking for public comment on it. Rather than just making recommendations for cyclists, the plan aims to treat the bike the same as other modes of transportation. It suggests projects to connect existing bike routes across the state and improve safety. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Jackie DeWolf, the Director of Sustainable Mobility for MassDOT.
So there are two main goals of the bicycle plan that were defined through the planning process. And the hope is to increase cycling for people across Massachusetts and make it a safe and convenient and attractive option for people to bicycle, either make it better for people who bicycle today and also make it safer and more comfortable for people who want to bike but don't today. And then another high-level goal was how do we accomplish that, and so how do we create high-comfort connected bike networks that are attractive to people of all ages and abilities. And so those are the goals of the plan, and then the plan dives into details. The purpose of the draft is to say, hey, we went through this planning process. A lot of people were involved to get us to this point. Here we are. Here's the draft. And now we'd love to hear more from anyone who wants to comment and give us additional feedback so that we can put together a final plan.
So does the plan identify specific projects and a timetable for accomplishing the projects and that sort of thing?
So the plan identifies several key initiatives and actions. One of the and calls out specific areas where there are needs and there are gaps in our network that we need to fill. And then one of the pieces of feedback that we are looking for during this comment period is to ask people to help us with where should we start. There's a lot we have to do. Help us prioritize so that the final plan can lay out that schedule.
Just to put this into some context, what part does the state envision bicycling have in reducing the transportation sector's impact on greenhouse gas emissions, which we know is something that has to be accomplished if the state is going to meet its target goals in the environmental legislation that's been enacted?
Right. So if we, we really think that there needs to be kind of a menu, a suite of options to help meet climate change goals and become a more resilient state. And so bicycling is one of those items on the menu where we have seen communities and places that invest in bicycling infrastructure who support bike share and other things to make biking more convenient and attractive and safe. As more people then choose to bike, they also then choose not to take a car and use different modes of transportation. It's not the answer to climate change, but it's one piece of a much bigger puzzle.
Sure. I read that over 80% of the roads in Massachusetts are owned and maintained by municipalities. So what's being done to get cities and towns on board with improved bikeability?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So one of the goals of the plan is to say, what can MassDOT do to lead by example and focus on the infrastructure and the operations that are within our jurisdiction? To complement that, we also put out a companion document called the Municipal Resource Guide for Bikeability. And that has a lot of information for our municipal partners on how to increase biking in communities. Second is we also have a number of programs and initiatives, one being our Complete Streets Funding Program, where we provide grants to municipalities to make improvements on their roadways for people walking, biking, taking transit, and really thinking about all different modes and improving on their streets. So in addition to the bike plan, we also have a number of different programs to help support municipalities in implementing this, and we really see that collaboration is key.
The public comment for this plan is open through the end of this month. How can people read the plan if they are so interested and comment on it?
Yeah, so go to mass.gov and type in bicycle plan. It'll take you right to the main page, and then you can see the draft plan online. And then at the end of the plan, there's an online comment form, so people can submit that. They can either put their name in or keep it anonymous and submit comments that will come directly to us. They can also mail comments as well, and there's an address on the plan as well.
Have you received much public comment to date?
We have. Okay. Comments are coming in, and then we also expect a lot right up until the deadline on the January 31st.
What will happen after the comment period ends?
Yeah, so what we do is we then actually filter through all the comments. Depending on the type of comment, we filter that to different colleagues with different expertise to respond to those comments. So there will be a public response. There will be a public published document with all the comments and our responses. From there, we'll also take that input as we develop our final plan, and then we will actually release a final plan. And then we will, and anyone whose contact information we have, we will send them the final plan. It'll also be public and online. The second aspect of that is that we have a capital budget that's been set to support the implementation of both the bicycle plan and the pedestrian plan. So starting this year, we will be able to actually start implementing initiatives and actions defined in the plan. So it's not just a plan for planning's sake. It's actually something that we will be implementing.
And what's the when do you anticipate that the final plan will be published?
This spring, okay. Spring 2019.